and his manager is Tom Petroio from Stride Sports, and he joins us now. Tom, welcome to Trade Radio.
Morning, Cam. How are you going?
Doing really well, mate. This time, as I guess, as we get into free agency and trade time, it's when you really make your money.
We work hard. I don't know if we always make money out of it, but it's always a busy period.
All right, let's start with Nick Del Santo at the St Kilda Football Club at the moment. The talk is that North Melbourne are the favourites, and the fact that St Kilda might be able to get something out of it, a win-win situation for both Nick and the club, looks like it could be happening.
There's still a little bit of work that needs to be done. You've obviously tracked Nick's comments throughout the last couple of weeks. At no point has Nick said that he's definitely leaving St Kilda. But on the other hand, he's not definitely staying either. We have some discussions that we need to have that are continuing, day by day with St Kilda. Nick's always imagined life as a one club player. However, things have obviously evolved a little bit this year. But by saying all of that, I couldn't give you a definitive answer as to what happens yet.
Tom, is he torn by maybe leaving St Kilda? He's seen a couple of his great mates in Luke Ball go and win a premiership. He's seen Brendan Goddard play really well last year. But then you've got Lenny Hayes there, Nick Riewoldt. Is he torn by the loyalty?
I think that's one part, Brownie, in that... he's obviously got some really good mates that he's played a lot of footy with. Some guys have been there for sort of 10-plus years with him. But by saying all of that too, Nick has activated a clause in his contract that means he's contracted for next year. So in the event a deal needed to be done, both St Kilda and Nick would have to agree. And by saying all of that too... Nick has enjoyed his time at St Kilda, so he's in no dire need to get out of there.
Tom, did Nick... Now, obviously, we've seen Luke Ball, and we did see Brendan Goddard both leave St Kilda in the last few years, where St Kilda basically got nothing out of both of them. By Nick activating that clause in his contract, it there allows to make sure that he just can't leave the club. So was that at all mentioned by the St Kilda Football Club, that if you are to leave, we'd love you to activate that clause so we can get someone for you?
The clause, without sort of going into specifics, it requires both parties to activate it. But by saying all of that, if Nick had achieved the things that he needed to achieve, which was a medical-type scenario, then the clause was automatically activated. It was activated because the wording is the wording, and it wasn't, it's not for any other reason than he achieved what he needed to achieve to put into the effect the 2014 contract.
At this stage, you're still a St Kilda player. A lot of people, and the talk is mainly North Melbourne. Is there any chance that other clubs have been interested? I'm hearing a few rumours that Essendon might be interested to take him along with and get him with Brendan Goddard.
There's been, Nick's a quality player, three-time All-Australian. I think he finished fifth or sixth in their best and fairest this year. And probably the last 6 weeks of 2013 season, he would have averaged 25-plus possessions. There's some interest from other clubs at the moment. We're a little bit reluctant to go too far down that path in that we want to work through Nick's situation with St Kilda first. And if we need to address the external clubs, then we will at a time when we see fit.
Did he meet with Essendon last week, Tom?
No.
Because he made a slight mention on the footy show on Thursday night that indicated he might have went to Windy Hill and met, and it didn't go all that well, but he can deny that he even met with the Essendon Football Club?
Well, he didn't meet with them last week. He has met with them prior to that, but not last week.
All right.
Tom, is there much difference in between, obviously, the contracts? I mean, he's 29 years of age. Is it more looking for him as a premiership player rather than a dollar value?
I don't think money will come into the decision. It'll come back a couple of things. It'll come back to where what St Kilda want to do with their list build and whether they want to continue to go to the draft and obviously rebuild by bringing in more draft picks and bringing more kids in. But it'll also, if Nick was to leave, his strongest consideration would be where can I be successful and get that elusive flag when, I think he's played in three grand finals. So, the lure to move would be for success.
Colin Sylvia, another man who's a restricted free agent, mate. He's had plenty of offers, I'd assume, to maybe leave Melbourne?
Oh, Cole's unrestricted. He's been at Melbourne 10 years. He also has some genuine interest in the market. Cole's been away for the last 3.5 weeks, so he got back into town over the course of the weekend. He'll catch up with Paul Roos, have a chat to Paul, because Paul was appointed whilst Cole was away, or the morning he left, I think. And then he'll work out, you know, over the coming weeks what he wants to do.
As soon as Jack Watts sat down with Paul Roos, it seemed like very, very quickly the deal got done that Jack Watts was going to be staying at Melbourne. I know Colin Sylvie, he lived with my family before he came down to Melbourne. He's a terrific kid. Is it likely that when you sit down with a man like Paul Roos, that he would love to talk Colin into staying and possibly putting a few things of the bad past behind them and then building on a new future?
Yeah, I think there was a stat I read last week that Cole had won 46 games out of a possible 157 or something along those lines. So I think Paul will be talking to Cole about how they'll improve their list, how they'll improve their performances, and I guess what he's going to change to make the place far more successful than what it has been in the last couple of years. I think that that forms a pretty big part of a player's decision as to who's going to coach him and where the coach sees him playing, what role, what sort of future he sees Colin having at Melbourne.
As time goes on with guys like Nick Del Santo and Colin Sylvie, I know you already touched on it with Nick as well. Is it more about premiership success for these guys? 260 games for Nick, 157 for Colin. Is it more about going to a place where maybe the premiership window is open more than any huge financial offer?
Yeah, I think that particularly if you haven't been successful, that players, as they get later in their career, I think everyone plays to chase for a premiership. If if you ask a lot of legends of the game that haven't played in a premiership, the one regret they always have is that they haven't won a flag. And you see the excitement amongst the Hawthorn boys on the weekend. I think the lure. I don't think players are generally greedy. I think that they their lure to move clubs is usually in pursuit of success.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, just before we let you go, mate, how does it all play out, mate? You got any days off? You're going to keep getting people bugged by people like Brownie and I, but do you get a couple of days to relax before any type of paper has to be lodged Friday morning, 9 a.m. before trade week really gets going next Monday?
I think that the funny thing is, time of year, a lot of people come up to me in the street and say, oh, so you're going to have a break now, footy season's over. This is our busiest period. Once we get through, obviously, the trade period, we have another couple of free agency windows, plus we roll into the draft at the end of November. So I think my break, Cam, will be at Christmas time. But, I think this time of year you've just got to be prepared to work your 7 days a week because you never know how things can change. And I've seen it go into trade periods. Jeremy Laidler's one that I remember from 4 or 5 years ago. We went into a trade period expecting that he'd stay at Geelong, and Brett Ratten found some interest, and within a matter of days he's gone from being a Geelong player to a Carlton player. So yeah, won't be any break for us, unfortunately.
Well, mate, you're going to earn your cash, no doubt. We're going to be bugging you every 5 or 10 minutes to get you back on, and no doubt Nathan and I will talk to you over the next couple of weeks. Thanks, mate, for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.